Saskatoon, traders agree that Russia's pea exports will be down this year, but they differ widely on the magnitude of the drop. Tarek Awad, a trader with Fruitampex, is forecasting another good crop exceeding 4 million tons of production. He told delegates attending a recent Global Pulses Confederation webinar that he anticipates 2.5 million tons of exports, down from 3.02 million tons last year. That forecast is at odds with one provided by Ivan Basov, a trader with Top Grain. He believes Russian farmers will produce 3.75 million tons of the pulse crop and will export 1.75 million tons. While crops in the Ural and Siberia federal districts look very good, there are problems in the southern areas of the country. Will Wathorn, a trader with Viterra, said the 2024-25 pea market outlook is going to revolve around which Russian forecast is correct and whether India decides to extend its exemption on pea import duties past the current expiry date of October 31, 2024. If it's Ivan's number and India extends, then we're in for an exciting ride, he said. Russia stunned the pea market in 2023-24 when it shipped out 3 million tons of the crop, which was nearly triple the previous year's volume. This is really big numbers that we haven't seen before, said Basov. Exports ranged from 1.1 to 1.7 million tons over the previous 5 years. He said the massive export program stemmed from a big 573,000-ton carryover from the previous year and a 1.1 million-ton improvement in production to a record 4.7 million tons. That isn't going to be the case in 2024-25. We are coming into this crop without any stocks, he said. There are no stocks left of yellow peas at all. And if his numbers are correct, production will be down 1 million tons. Wathorn said the Volgograd Oblast in southern Russia started the spring with ample topsoil moisture, but by the end of May it was 22% below the 15-year average. It has since recovered, but the rainfall may have come too late to help the crop. The normalized difference vegetation index, NDVI, was 6% below the 15-year average as of June 16. There are clear signs of stress and pressure in southern Russia, he said. Awad said he is sticking with his higher production and export numbers because he has spoken to many farmers who agree with those totals. Basov said pea prices are good compared to wheat prices, so farmers will eventually be willing sellers of the crop. But for the time being, there is a $10 to $15 per ton disparity between what farmers are willing to accept and what buyers are willing to pay. He believes China will take 700,000 tons of Russian peas this year. Russia and China have become two best friends nowadays, he said during the GPC webinar. However, there has not been much interest from that destination so far this year. They're waiting for India to stop buying and then they're going to come to the market, Basov said. India is expected to purchase 200,000 to 250,000 tons of Russian peas unless they extend the duty exemption, in which case they will take more. Wathorn said yellow peas are a competitive substitute for desi chickpeas in India. If India does extend its import duty exemption, it's going to put the fear of God into a lot of other countries, he said. Russia's hog and poultry sectors consume about 1 million tons of peas annually. That volume was expected to drop in 2023-24 due to Russia's $40 to $50 per ton duty on sunflower meal exports. The thought was Russia's livestock sector would switch fully to sunflower meal, which has 35% protein and is cheaper than yellow peas. But that didn't happen, and they still purchased big volumes of peas. Basov was asked whether any Russian peas will go to the European Union now that a new 50% import duty is in place. Unfortunately, it's completely dead, he said. Spain was the third biggest buyer of Russian peas in 2023-24, purchasing 400,000 tons of the crop, while Italy bought another 100,000 tons. Contact sean.pratt@producer.com.